Hello, and welcome to Plants and Things Podcast. My name's Katie, and I'm a hobbyist gardener. I am so excited to talk to you today about ways that you can extend your growing season. So, as we're entering into fall, I'm sure that you're probably wondering, you know, what can I do to make my crops last a little bit longer? And we've gone over some of the ways that you can do that previously, like doing session gardening. So once you've harvested something, planting it in its place. Also starting seeds earlier. So you can also start seeds indoors earlier, which will help you get a longer harvest as well. But I wanted to go over some things that can help you combat the cold. I know that the frost is getting closer and closer every day. It's August 1st, so you're probably have that same fear as me, like, oh no, October 31st is our first frost date. So I've been getting a little bit antsy about that, which, you know, it's totally fine. There are cold hardy crops that you can plant, but I am really enjoying my pepper plants and they love the heat. So I am like holding on to them for as long as I can right now. And they've been producing a ton. I have not had to buy any peppers this year. So far, I mean, during the growing season, I did have to buy some, like, you know, during winter, but, yeah, it's been really great doing that. But let's talk about ways that you can extend your growing season, into the fall. So, one option is whenever it starts getting cold, you can do a cold frame, and that's kind of like a tiny greenhouse. It can be built, on top of like a raised garden bed to be stationary, or you can make it mobile to where, like, if you wanted to move it places, and you can make those out of either like, old windows if you're wanting to like upcycle, or you could also get like the plastic and build like a cold frame out of like 2x4s and then put plastic over it if you wanted to. I personally am not a huge fan of plastic, so it's totally up to you as to what you want to make your cold frame out of. But it's a really great way to have like a little tiny greenhouse over like a specific area of your garden. So it's definitely something that you would want to do in a smaller scale area. So if you've got like raised beds that you want to grow and extend the life into, I do also want to note that they're typically a little bit shorter as well. So it's not ideal for anything that you're going to be planting like tall plants in. So if you're doing a cold frame, you'll probably want to do it over like herbs or greens, things like that. But they're super easy and you can make them yourself. Yeah, so that's for like the smaller scale. If you're looking to do something a little bit bigger scale, you can do like a hoop house or a greenhouse. Hoop houses are actually really interesting because they work similarly to a greenhouse, but they are also like the way that they're made. You've got these like either metal or plastic semicircles, basically, like that you make an arc with, and you put plastic or it's basically like it's a layer of greenhouse plastic that you'll put over that those arcs that you've made, and that's going to be your hoop house. And what's interesting about that is that you can also roll back that greenhouse plastic in the summer. So if you wanted to start your tomatoes or, you know, your warmer crops in that hoop house in the whenever it's still cold, you can, and then whenever it's warmer outside, you can roll that back and give them some sun. It does function very much so like a cold frame or a greenhouse because it traps heat from the sun to protect the plants and keep the soil warm. So It is super easy to make too, depending on like how big that you want it. I see a lot of these around where I live, which is really, really cool to see those. But with the right ventilation, you can also keep your plants in the hoop house all year long. In the summer, it might get a little bit warmer if you don't have ventilation. But if you are going to build something like that, I would definitely recommend making sure that you have like a way to let air in and out, and just to monitor the temperature, especially if we're going to be growing in that long term. The same thing with greenhouses too. I mean, greenhouses are a great way to extend your growing season. You can build them DIY or you can buy them. Buying greenhouses, if you don't want plastic, can be very pricey. You can get like glass and metal greenhouses, but they're like thousands of dollars. They're very expensive. That's my dream, is to get a glass greenhouse, but those can, yes, they can be broken, but you can also get like replacement glass if you want to. If you have the funding for that, I think that's a great idea. It's my dream. But if you don't, what I've done this year is I got a cheap plastic greenhouse to extend my growing season. It was just like $80. You can find them used, or you can find them at like your local stores, there's a Rural King that sells them around here, or like sometimes local greenhouses will sell tiny greenhouses, which is interesting. But yeah, if you can find them on sale or used, that is also a really great way to extend your growing season. If not, you can also do like a DIY out of old windows. There seems to be a lack of old used windows where I live for some reason, because I really wanted to do that, but I could never find enough to do that with. And I don't know if I was just like not looking in the right places. There was like expensive used windows and I was not willing to pay that, but hopefully you'll have more luck finding that than I did. Another way to, if you're looking for something that isn't as permanent as a one of the greenhouses or the cold frames or the hoop houses, you can do kind of like a hoop house, but on a smaller scale too, and it's called like row cover. So basically you're gonna do the same thing with the arch, like either with plastic or metal, and you can attach that to your raised garden beds. And then, or if you have rows, you can also kind of like put that in the dirt and like over your rows, and then you just use that same greenhouse plastic over that. It is a good way to, I think that's a good way if you're wanting to use it on something that's like already there. Like if you have current plants that you want to like keep the soil warmer for and things like that. It can also be used to protect cool season crops too from heat. So you can also use row covers. If you wanted to keep it in the same spot, you can also put like cloth over it to provide shade for warm weather crops as well. And you can also use like garden fabric too. So over that, if you wanted to, that's another great option to extend your growing season if you wanted to. I think that those are really great ways to do that. I personally, for my garden, am going to be using a greenhouse to help extend my growing season. But if you don't want to do that, there's still so many great options. Thank you so much for listening to that. I do want to jump to my new favorite segment, fun facts. So, did you know that there's evidence of grapes being grown like 8,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, which is so crazy to think that grapes were grown to make wine like 8,000 years ago. It's insane. But their Egyptians were the first to record the process of making wine about 5,000 years ago. So ancient Egyptians were the first to record that, but there were evidence of wine being made like 8,000 years ago in Mesopotamia. So that is really, really cool. So next time you're eating grapes or growing grapes in the garden, you can think back to the really amazing history of growing grapes and making them into wine. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, please leave me a like and subscribe. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, whether you're new or old to this podcast. And then, of course, follow me on Instagram for some more gardening inspiration. And happy growing. Bye.